a family man. Yeah.
Welcome to the Family Man Show with Todd Wilson. This is the show where we remind dads of what's most important. I'm your host, Scott Moore. Thanks for joining us today.
Hey, enough chit-chat, even though I do appreciate if you as you listen to this, if you pray for my family and I as we're traveling in the RV, because, you know, I do get a little anxious as I get ready to head out, just because a lot of things can go wrong and some of those things do go wrong. But I know that whatever God has planned for us will be okay if I keep my cool and I show my kids how to trust in God and I concentrate on loving my family and not on scheduled costs or all the other things. You know, that's a pretty good formula for you too, Dad. You know, with this kind of warm weather and going down to Orlando, you know, in the land of Disney World, I thought this would be a great time to start thinking about that family vacation, specifically to Walt Disney World. I know lots of moms and dads who have taken their kids, some who haven't, who talk about it. People ask me, you know, not all the time, but often, about, hey, we're thinking about going to Disney World. Do you have any advice? And this is the show, not only this show, but this show and next show, we're going to talk about some of that advice because I'm going to get an expert on in just a minute, Heidi Strouser. And I'm not going to tell you too much about her right now, but I thought we'd talk about making that trip, maybe not of a lifetime, but just a trip where you take your family to Disney World. Because, you know, whether you like Disney or whether you like big theme parks and whether you like crowds, your kids want to go to Disney World. And I think there are some reasonable ways to do that. In fact, I think, you know, it's a doable thing, even on a tight budget, because I've done it on a tight budget when we didn't have, when we had nothing, and we still were able to go. So we're going to get Heidi here. So, Scott, I thought it'd be good if we brought in another expert besides myself because, you know, I don't know if I've ever given this information, but I am a Disney nut. I don't know where it started. I think when I was in elementary school, I can remember sitting in my parents' house, also my house, and I'd sit there and we had a old record player. It wasn't even a stereo thing, but a record player, and I can remember listening to old Disney albums. I can still, when I hear one of those songs, I know which one comes next, which song is next on the album, and thinking, wouldn't that be a wonderful place? And I think we made our first trip in 1981, even though I remember as a kid being down in Orlando and my dad saying, oh yeah, they're building a new Disneyland down here in Orlando. And we talked about going to it, but just to go see it, because I guess you could drive through it. And I'm like, we didn't. But when I was in high school, or when I graduated from high school, I was in college for a year or two. And my best friend, Daryl Hoff, and I, we went and we worked at Disney World for a summer, which was an awesome, awesome time.
Sweet.
And since then, we've been lots of times with our kids and we talk about it when we're not there. And we have with us today, Heidi Strouser. Heidi, I don't know how I came across you, Heidi, but, you know, we kind of worked some of the same things. We sat at the same table one time. But what really made me like her was that I found out that she likes to go to Disney World. And then I started looking at her blog and kind of following her a little bit. But Heidi, it's good having you with us today.
Well, thanks for inviting me.
Well, tell us about your family. You know, tell us about your blog sites and, you know, how you became a Disney person.
Well, I live in central Pennsylvania in the heart of Amish country with my husband and our three kids. We're a homeschool family and we're active in our local church, but we also really love to travel. And obviously our vacation destination of choice is Walt Disney World. If anybody's interested in checking out my blog, you can find it at heidi-strouser.com. And I share a lot of stories about our Disney travels and homeschooling on that site. Many years ago, back when I was a senior in high school, I had two younger brothers, and my parents said, I think it's time for us to go to Disney World. And they handed me a Burn Bombs guide and pretty much put me in charge of the trip. And I have been hooked ever since. I remember sitting with a big stack of 3x5 cards and just taking notes about every different land in the Magic Kingdom and what there was to see and do there.
And Heidi? And you mentioned Burn Bomb, but that sounds kind of like a bomb. I know you're saying someone's name, correct?
Yes.
So Burn Bomb is a name, and he's written like the Bible, going to Walt Disney World, and he's done it for years and years and years.
Yeah, honestly, I think that he may have passed away, but they still write the book every year and update it, and somebody else writes it, but it's still called Burn Bomb. Maybe it's Burn Baum. Maybe that sounds better.
Well, that's what we're planning to do when I die. We'll just keep doing the shows over and over again.
Well, there you go. That
sounds
work.
Like me.
Probably your son, huh?
maybe. So you visited you made it to the park?
We made it. Yeah, we went in January of 88, and we loved it so much that my parents said, "Oh, let's go back again in 2 years." And then after that, it was probably till my oldest daughter was 5 that we went back. And then, it was probably another 6 years. But now we go. And my husband used to say, "Oh, every 3 or 4 years," but now we go as often as possible.
Well, and I think that's what really drew me to you and your family, because you don't just go. You like count down the days. You have you prepare for it. You make clothing so you all match. And I think that is awesome, because I love that, because it's not about going to a theme park. To me, it's bigger than that. I mean, it's a place where you go and you enjoy something together as a family. I remember with Catherine when she was, I don't know how old she was, maybe 8 or 9. And it was one of those times my wife was walking through Cinderella's castle and they were just looking at the mosaics on the wall. And Catherine, in a little voice, said, sometimes you look at things and you just want to cry.
And
because it is overwhelming. And I've seen, and you have too, I know you have, you've seen the magic. And just a clarification for all you theological types, we don't believe in magic, but you have to use magic when you use Magic Kingdom. I remember when I worked there one time, at the electrical parade, which is the night parade, and it's filled with lights and music, and it was one of the, they have two parades a night, and I was working both parades, and I was doing the later parade, and there was an old man sitting on a rocking chair in Frontierland, which is in one of the different areas of the Magic Kingdom, and he was sitting there waiting for the parade, and I was just talking to him, answering questions for other people, and he pulls out his wallet, and he flips open where you keep the pictures. And in the pictures were himself with all the Disney characters. So it was like him and Mickey, him and, and as we talked, I could tell this guy really liked Disney World. But when the parade started, I'll tell you, as the lights dimmed and they'd say, "Ladies and gentlemen, welcome," and they did all that. And man, I saw this guy kind of sitting by himself. And when Mickey Mouse went by on this big old tall bass drum filled with lights, I saw this guy transform into about an 8-year-old. And I mean, just the look in his face, it was sheer delight. And I thought, what a wonderful place to go.
That has always been my thing too. I mean, people are like, how can you keep going back? I mean, what's the appeal that draws you there? And for me, I mean, as soon as you pass those gates that say Walt Disney World on them, all the cares in the world just kind of fall off your shoulders and you become a kid again. You don't have any cares in the world. And that's what I love about it.
Now, do all your kids, does your husband like it as much as you do?
That's kind of a funny story in and of itself. He came from a family where they didn't really travel much. So our first trip to Disney as a family of 3 was a big deal for him, because we drove the 18 hours from Pennsylvania down, and it was probably the longest he had ever been in a car. But he really enjoyed himself, but he's so funny. We make fun of him, but we've learned to embrace that this is just him. But we'll be standing in line for an attraction and he'll say something like, "Oh, we've never done this before. This is new." And we may have done it just last year.
Oh, yeah.
And we used to be like, "Why don't you remember?" But now we're like, this is so cool because every trip for him is a brand new adventure.
Wow, that's fun. You know, and people do ask us, you know, do you just like doing the same rides over and over again? And really, it's not about doing the same rides over and over again. To me, again, it's about doing the same rides over and over again with your family that you've kind of grown. You've grown these memories together, because I'm going to guess your children love Disney just as much as you. And, you know, it's not even about the Disney part. It's about doing something together as a family. And, you know, something about being at Disney, you leave all your cares behind and maybe they see the real you.
Right.
Well, here's what we're going to do. I want this to be like one of those shows that we're going to do this for two sessions or two segments. I want this to be something that people can go back to or refer to as they plan their trips. Because I think that every family should go to Disney World, whether you like Disney or not, because your kids have been watching these commercials. They've been seeing everybody else's shirt, you know, saying Disney World on it. And there is something about wanting to go to the parks. I can remember when my grandmother and my cousin went to Disney World for the first time, and it couldn't have been open for a few years. And when they talked about going into this place called It's a Small World and all these little dolls, I just picture these little Barbie dolls all over the place and thinking, wow, what a magical place that must be. So I think every kid kind of has that, you know, his appetite has been whetted by the whole world talking about it. But as we talk about going to, you know, planning a family vacation like this, you know, we're just going to kind of go down through and give them information. But what do you think, when's the best time of the year to go to the parks?
Well, I think for my family, and I'm probably for yours too, I mean, when you're a homeschooling family, you have a little bit more flexibility as far as your schedule. So for us, we prefer to go during the off season, which is times when traditional schools are in session and parents don't generally like to take their kids out for vacation. So our favorite times to go as a family are times like January. It's really slow in Disney after the holidays. We found that late February into March is a good time, especially if you avoid holidays like President's Day. And then September and early to mid-December are also really good times to go. It's right, cheaper and the parks are much less crowded.
Now, I know that they have some special deals. Maybe we'll talk about them a little bit later. But I know that even, you know, as soon as school starts back up, so, you know, that first couple weeks of September, they offer some incentives, whether that's through the dining program or maybe other things as well. But, you know, it used to be, like you said, Heidi, you know, because we homeschool. But, you know, I've found that even people who go to regular school, they have flexibility too. They just yank their kids out and they go anyway. But what always blows me away is how even when you go in those off times, there are still a lot of people at Walt Disney World.
There are. Brian and I were just there in February. We went on a cruise for the first time, and the day we got back, we decided to go into the Magic Kingdom because we had pretty much all day, and it was packed. And we've been there many times that same week, and it's been virtually empty, but it was crazy. So you can't really predict it. I mean, to say to go during the off season, that's great, but you just never know.
Right. And, you know, for all of you people who take summer vacations and you're going to have to wait in line in the hot, you know, the lines are still magical and they move them faster than they used to. And the traffic's still fun. And when I was a kid, we always went in the summer and we didn't know any better and we still had a lot of fun. But have you found, Heidi, you know, talking about times of year, like when you've gone in February, because we've been in February, the weather can kind of be iffy, right?
Yeah, I mean, the end of February isn't too bad, but we've gone in January a couple of times, and it's been downright cold.
Right. So if you're thinking you're going to want summer, you know, if you don't mind gambling, that's not a bad time to go.
Right.
But there are other times that you can pretty much guarantee. We always go in October, and it's usually perfect. I mean, we stay in the campgrounds there, and we'll talk about those in a little bit. But we've seemed to have had great weather as well. And this is just a little tidbit, and you probably knew this, Heidi, because you're like a Disney blogger. When I worked there, that it's a little different than Disneyland. They say Disneyland is really, really busy on the weekends, and Disney World is not so much on the weekends, but because people fly in and they leave on Friday, Saturday, whatever, and they fly in all over the world, and it's busier on the Monday, Tuesday than it is on the weekends. So, you know, maybe even plan your days accordingly. And I know we'll do, and you probably do the same thing. I always check the schedules, because sometimes in those off seasons, they close the park earlier.
Yes.
So they might close the Magic Kingdom at 8 o'clock at night on a night in February. Not all the nights, you know, during the week, but maybe. And then on the weekends, they're open up again. And you can check the schedule probably all year round. I don't know. Can you check it all year, or just up to a month in advance, or anytime?
I think you can check it pretty much in advance. And if you do a Google search for, you know, best days to visit which parks, there's several different sites now that have like crowd calendars, and like Monday is a bad day to visit the Magic Kingdom because of those people that come in on the weekends. Mm-hmm. And Monday's their first day, they're going to go to the Magic Kingdom first. So I always check the crowd calendars before I go and try to figure out which day to do which park.
I've never done that. I'm going to have to check the crowd calendar. Well, what about, you know, as you're coming there, you know, most of the people who, not most of the people, because there are people who live in Florida, who in Orlando area and Tampa, who go in for the day. But what about staying on site, because Disney has a lot of hotel rooms, or staying off site? Have you done both?
We have done both. For our first many trips, we stayed off-site because I am a cheapskate. Mm-hmm. And so I would find the cheapest hotel and, you know, try to get the best deals on tickets and drive in every day. But one time we were going down for the homeschool convention, and I said, let's go a couple days early and just try to stay on property and see what the appeal is. Well, there was no turning back after that.
Right. Because there is an appeal to staying on property, right? Because
obviously it costs a little bit more. I mean, you're going to pay more to stay on Disney property, but there are so many perks. You can get into the parks early. If you drive your car, you can get free parking, which is a big deal because I think parking's up to $18 or $20 now.
Right.
So that saves you a lot of money. And obviously, you can take advantage of free dining when they offer that, and just things like that that you can't do when you're staying off-site. You can't even get the dining plan at all if you're staying off-site, and we've just found that to be such a fun addition to our trips because you get to try all these new restaurants, and it's just a lot of fun. So there are a lot of perks to staying on-site.
And I know for us, we stay at the campground, so we take our RV, and staying on-site also gives you access to the bus transportation. So really, you could come in, you could fly in, you could drive in, park your car or not have a car, and you can get around everywhere within the Disney World complex, you know, free, because there are buses moving all the time. And my kids, really, they love the buses just because it's, I don't know what it is about them, but maybe it's just riding in a bus. But they love doing it, and it's very, very convenient. Which hotel sites have you stayed in? Because they have, you know, there's a large range from very, very expensive down to the economy hotels like the Pop Century and whatever the other ones are called. But which ones have you stayed in?
Well, mostly because we're a family of five, we have to stay in a moderate resort because none of the value resorts offer rooms for five. So mostly we end up at Port Orleans Riverside, which we have just come to love. Like, that would be considered our home resort. The rooms are awesome, and they have two queen beds, and then they'll have like a single Murphy bed that comes down. And my kids, even my oldest, who's 22 now, they fight over who gets to sleep on that Murphy bed. You know, it's a big deal. But it's just a really relaxing atmosphere. It's beautiful there. So after a long day in the parks, it's a nice place to come back and just chill out. We've also stayed in some of the value resorts. We've been at All Star Music and Pop Century. They're much more affordable and they have a ton of kid appeal. But for me, I think they're a little bit too visually stimulating. When I get there, I just feel like I can't relax because there's too much big, bright stuff to look at.
Oh, yeah.
And a few years ago, we went for my oldest daughter's 21st birthday, and we got to stay at the Animal Kingdom Lodge, and that was just fabulous. That's one of the deluxe resorts, and you could just walk outside, and you were right there with the animals, and it was a really neat atmosphere.
And, you know, there are a lot of those deluxe hotels, which really are spectacular, whether it's the Yacht and Beach Club or over by the Boardwalk, which have amazing water slides. And if you've never stayed there, you know, when you're talking about it's a nice hotel where you can relax, you know, like you were talking about Port Orleans. We stayed there when it was called the Dixie Landings.
Yes.
And I think my oldest son, who's now married, who's 22, I think he was maybe 8. And we stayed there. And it's just, it's not just like a hotel. It's like a community where you know, they have dining inside, you know, and you can pick out what you'd like to eat and a big water wheel going around. They have swimming pools and walkways, and you can take boats down to now called Disney Springs. You can ride bikes. It's just a huge area that feels like you're part of a kind of a Mark Twain area. And then it kind of connects into, you know, more of a antebellum. But it has a long river walk that you can walk along the way. It really is spectacular.
Yeah, it's beautiful. We love it there.
Well, you know, because it does cost. And I what are some of the best, I'll say free things, but how about free things and inexpensive things at Disney?
Well, we love to go to what's now Disney Springs, but we still like to call it Downtown Disney. But we've been in the area several times where we weren't actually on a official Disney vacation, but just going there for the day and checking out the shops and going to a restaurant just makes you feel like you're at Disney. So that, and that's like free. You don't have to pay to go to Disney right. Springs. So I love that. The Boardwalk is another neat thing that you can do for free. And one thing that we love to do is just go around to the resorts and visit. You know, if you're driving, you can say to them, you know, we just want to check out the resort or whatever, and they'll let you park there for a while. But it's just a fun way to see all that, you know, the resorts have to offer, and they're all different. I mean, yeah, there's values and moderates and deluxe, but they're all fun to see.
They are all fun to see. I mean, we do the same thing. We'll go over to the Grand Floridian and awe and ooh and say, wouldn't this be awesome to stay here? But it is fun to see all the different things as well.
So and the campground has so much to offer. We've visited with friends there a couple times, and I've often said if you stayed there, you wouldn't even have to go to the parks because there's horseback riding. And I mean, you know what all is there. You can share that better than I can, but it's just such a neat atmosphere. I love it there.
In fact, we don't even want to talk about the campground because it's so nice. We're afraid people will come there and take our spot. But it is amazing. When we go, we take our bikes, and we don't take our bikes anywhere. And our kids at the Fort Wilderness Campground, we just turn them loose. I mean, you know, they have a swimming pool. They have crafts every day. They have pool parties. They have volleyball, and you can ride to a couple different locations. There's the outpost and the settlement and the Meadowlark Trading Post. And I mean, we would wake up and go, does anybody know where Jed is? And Jed would be like, 5. Oh yeah, he went down to the gift shop, you know, by himself. And, you know, several of my kids learned to ride their bikes there.
That's
and
awesome.
They have a big a marshmallow roast, a campfire, sing-along. And every night they have a great big kind of area with some bleachers and a couple campfire rings. And they light the fires, and you can take your own marshmallows or you can take your own hot dogs and roast anything you want. But they provide them as well. Of course, it costs. And then they have Chuckwagon Jim or whoever, Chuckwagon or Cowboy Sarah will lead us in some songs, and Chip and Dale always come out. And then they show a Disney film once it gets dark. And it's really, my kids love it. My kids love it. So do you ever go, like at the Disney Boardwalk, they have lots of music and lots of shows. Have you ever done any of the little, what would you call those, sideshow entertainment things where they just show up and start doing their thing?
Oh, we haven't really gotten a chance to spend a lot of time on the boardwalk. And usually we've been there during the day, so it's just not nearly as fun.
Oh, at
night. There's a lot more to do at night.
At night they have, you know, they'll have some guy who balances hats and you know, they're fun to watch. He's a flamethrower or flame swallower. And some guy who plays a piano that's attached to a bicycle, and magicians and, you know, jazz people. And it's really just an amazing thing. And again, the Disney Springs, which used to be Downtown Disney, which used to be the Disney Village.
Right.
We go there at least a couple times every time we're there. And there's shops and food. And it's, I'm sure you've been on top of the news and have seen the pictures of it now. It's even better than it was before.
Every day they're adding a new restaurant, and I'm like, oh, I need to go there the next time. And I'm thinking my next trip needs to be like a whole month or something just so I can try all those new places.
That sounds awesome.
And that's our show for this week, Dad. Thanks for joining us for the Family Man Show with Todd Wilson. If you have a question for the show, email Todd at familyman@familymanweb.com. If you have a question for me, you can reach me at scott@unsocializedmedia.com. Thanks for joining us, Dad. Have a great week.